Hello. I apologize for the delay, and I'm so glad to be with you today. I have spent 2.5 hours trying to get internet service back up and communicating between modems and my wireless and two different support groups, but I'm here. And then when I tried to pick up my phone and use it, it was dead, and I had been on the phone so long I lost the charge and had to go grab another phone. But the good news is that we are together now, and all things are good. I'm proud to see we have some listeners today. That's exciting. And let me go over and get to our questions. It's been a while. I feel like it's been forever since I've seen you. I know a lot of people are busy with the holidays and vacation times. So we have narrowed down to having one Clay Seminars a month. So I'm looking forward to being with you today. And here's a question from Jackie. Perry, all I drank is distilled water and did prepare for the first time last week a full bottle of liquid bentonite clay. I heard in a past interview that what you said about distilled water. So in the future, I will prepare my liquid with spring water. But can I keep on drinking the clear distilled water throughout the day? Love your shows, especially having discovered clay for the first time last month. Thank you. Welcome to the world of clay. It is exciting when you start taking it and you realize all the applications and all the advantages to it. You can drink it with distilled water. The clay will balance the water. It's just that the distilled water is acidic. And so, you know, it'll take a little energy of the clay to balance the acidity of the water. And I've always heard you could put it in innocuous water, like polluted water, throw a handful of clay and stir it up and drink it, and it would be okay. That clay is so strong at pulling out the bad stuff that it would be okay. So, yes, your distilled water is okay. I prefer mixing it with the spring water, filtered water of some sort. But even if you're using tap water, it's going to clean the chlorine out, and it's still going to work. So thank you for your questions, and welcome to the world of clay. Another question. Perry, can you speak about how clay helps circulation? Can taking it internally do this, or do I need to take clay baths? Now, I don't know what type of circulation you're talking about. If you're older and you're sedentary, you're sitting around in a chair, you're not going to have much circulation. You need some form of aerobic bacteria or even just deep breathing to get your circulation going and pumping some blood. Now, when we get older, a lot of us have swelling in our ankles and our legs and poor circulation there. In that case, you can put the clay on topically. I like to put kind of a thin coat on and sit down. Yesterday, I did a 2.5 hour talk and on my feet in shoes that I don't usually wear, and the pitch was higher. I had leg cramps all night long. But I got home and my legs and feet were tired, so I just spread a thin coat of clay on it, propped them up, and let it dry. And I could just feel it bring the circulation back to my feet. It revives you and really feels good. So topically is really good if you have a specific area where the circulation is on. Clay baths are also good for everybody with a plethora of reasons. It's going to detox things from your system you don't even know you have. The clay baths can pull out what's stored in our soft tissues and joints that our kidney and liver have not been able to filter out during the years. Sometimes they get behind because we're so bombarded by so many toxins that the little treadmill is just going as fast as it can to filter out the bad stuff. And when it can't get it all out, it gets stored in the body, in our joints and tissues, and then we start having aches and pains later on. So clay baths are good for that. They're very relaxing as well. They do stimulate circulation to some extent. But if you're pretty much sedentary and you've given up on exercise, I would recommend sitting and doing some deep breathing exercises. What you need to do is get your heart pumping for your circulation. You can stand in place and do high knees, hold on to a chair or something, and just march in place with lifting your knees up high. That's another thing that's good for circulation. We often just don't get enough. We do too much sitting in front of the TV, and when we retire, we don't get out and be as active as we should. So we really need to work on that circulation. And Ken, how do you start a clay detox? Thank you, Anne. Well, you start with internal drinking the liquid clay. And I would say start with 2 ounces three times a day and build up to 3 ounces. Now, anytime you take the liquid clay, you want to take it away from your medications. Call your pharmacy, ask how long it takes for you to absorb your medicine, and then take the clay. The clay particle is too large to go through the colon wall into the bloodstream. So once you've absorbed your medicine, it can't harm your medicine. And generally, medicines are absorbed anywhere from 1 to 3 hours unless you're on a time release. And then I try to find some time to slip in some clay anyway. Taking it three times a day, this is going to capture any freshly ingested toxins before they're absorbed into the body. It's going to cleanse the bacteria in your system that are not beneficial to you. It's going to balance your pH. It's going to get rid of parasites that may be in your lower colon. And it's going to energize your body. Clay is a catalyst, and as a catalyst, it kind of gives you a boost from the energy of it. So taking it internally is going to clean you from the mouth south. It goes in your mouth, and it's like a little garbage machine picking up the trash, and it knows how to distinguish. And then it carries it out in your poop. So that's why we need the clay baths or the topical application. If you can't take clay baths or you don't have a bathtub, soaking your feet in clay, a little tub of clay water. Mix up the water and pour it about an ankle deep and soak your feet. You can cover it and use it several times, maybe 3 or 4 times. If it starts smelling or something, you know it's used up and you want to get rid of it. And then I would mix more water to it and put it on your plants and your flower beds, and they'll just grow like crazy. But soaking your feet is one way to detox. You have 200,000 pores in your feet, so it's a way to pull the toxins out if you can't take a bath. Clay baths are ideal. They recommend, for getting rid of heavy metals, 2 baths a week for 3 months, and then be retested. Now, I've had people who have taken clay baths every day. One autistic mother with her autistic child gives her a clay bath every day and said it really helps calm her down, and it helps with eye contact, and with they become more conversational and make more talk. Some of them don't talk very much, so doesn't hurt to take them daily if you want to. I recommend a cup of clay to 3 cups. Well, put it in your blender half full of water, add a cup of clay, and then fill it with the top with water to about an inch of the top, and just blend it on high. You want to get all the lumps out. That's the key, because then it'll clean your pipes and not plug your pipes. Start your bath water and carry it in there and pour it in there. Rinse the clay out real good. You want all the clay in the bath water. Be sure and wash blender blades off after you use it with clay. You want to get all the clay off the blender blades, because it will rust them if you don't. But get in and take a soaking bath. Get your body down as much in the water as you can. I roll a little towel and put it behind my head soak down, and I take a cup with me, a plastic cup, that I can keep the clay circulating, and pour it over me and pour it over my chest. And be sure and get, you want to get your lymph glands in the water so it can stimulate those lymph glands too. And so those are two good ways to detox. Using the clay topically for facials and things, you deep cleanse your pores. Older people start getting larger pores, and they just do a clay facial at night for 30 minutes, let it dry and wash it off. And I like to leave it on at night. A lot of times I'll go to bed with clay and just the wrinkle areas, and put a thin coat on, let it dry, and sleep with it. Unless you put it on your cheek and try to yawn at night, you won't even know it's there. But it cleanses, deep cleanses the pores, and it really gets down and tightens those pores up so you don't have the large pores. And you generally start feeling a whole lot better once you detox and get these toxins out of the body. Drinking the clay is also very beneficial for people with arthritis. Somehow it seems to degenerate the buildup in the joints, these knotty joints that overenlarge joints. It seems to disintegrate whatever is in those joints that's causing them to be immobile and to ache so much. So it takes, if you're pretty arthritic and you've never had clay before, it may take a month before you notice it going down and the pain lessening. You can also put the clay topically right on top of the joints and leave it on as often as you can during the day. Put it on, particularly if you're, like the weather changes and your knees are aching or your fingers are hurting, your thumb aches, something like that. And here's one from Debbie in Santa Rosa. Will clay work on fleas on cats? If so, how would I apply it on a cat that doesn't even like me to put liquid flea control on her back? That would be difficult. I'm not sure the clay will get rid of fleas. I've heard it might. They say your diatomaceous earth might do that. You would have to powder it on her and get it in her hair, and if she doesn't like being messed with, she certainly wouldn't like that. And you want to be careful, you know, not to breathe in the powdery clay. So I just don't think that's a solution. If you could get a flea collar, maybe that would work better for her, since she's hard to control. Okay, Carol in San Antonio. How should I prepare drinking water for my cats using the powdered clay? Do I prepare the liquid clay and leave available 24/7 and refill when getting low? If you prepare the liquid clay and give it to her that consistency, they might not drink it. You could pour some into their drinking water. The best thing to do is to make the mask and put a little of the mask on their food, or to pour some of the liquid clay over their food, rather than trying to get it to them in their water, because you'd have to have a non-metal bowl to water them in. You don't want to put it in a metal bowl. You would need a pottery bowl or something, a ceramic bowl or a plastic bowl. And you could mix a weaker solution, put maybe 2 ounces of liquid clay to 8 ounces of water, and use that ratio to feed the liquid clay. But I think you'll get better results if you just stir it in their food or pour the liquid clay over their food. And they seem to realize after a while that it helps them and it's beneficial for them. So try that and see how that works. CES in Chicago. Shingles pain keeps coming back after 2 years after it started. Is a clay poultice helpful? If so, how long? Thanks. At the left arm. Carol, I haven't heard of the shingle pain coming back after the shingles are gone. I would definitely try it. I would put the clay, if it's on your arm and where you can let it dry, I would put a thin coat on and let it dry when you're feeling the pain. And if necessary, to put it on thicker and wrap it in saran wrap and sleep with it on at night. But for some reason my guts is saying to put it on and let it dry. Maybe because the blisters are already gone and that it will stimulate the circulation and probably help those nerve pains, nerve endings. And let me know how that goes. I'd love to find out. Debbie in Santa Rosa. I take a lot of different vitamins and am wondering, how does the clay affect them? I want to continue to take both the clay with and the vitamin supplements, but don't want them to interfere with one another. I'm hypothyroid, so I take my Armour Thyroid at 6 a.m. and even wait to take my vitamin supplements at 9 so they don't interfere. So where do I fit the clay in? Well, I don't think your supplements are going to hurt your Armour Thyroid medicine. You can ask your druggist. I can't imagine that happening. It would be like you couldn't eat food with it because you get vitamins from your food. To my knowledge, the clay doesn't affect the vitamins and supplements, but I would wait. I go in and take my supplements when I first wake up, take my shower, get dressed. You know, it takes 45 minutes, go in and then take my clay. Clay has vitamins in it. It will give you some calcium, magnesium, potassium, and sodium. It's got over 70 to 90 trace minerals in it that are good for the body and parts per million. You don't directly get the trace minerals from the clay, because they make up the clay particle with electromagnetic charge and they're bound together. But it does stimulate, certain enzymes can break down, like diastase and oxidase, and can help build red blood cells, even though the clay doesn't go into the bloodstream. I know it's complicated to explain and believe, and even though clay has no caloric intake, so it's no calories to it, and it's not a digestible food. I've taken clay fast and never had more energy and felt really good and not even hungry after the first day. I think the first day is a habit of eating, and so you keep thinking about it. But I've done clay fast where I really felt good, had energy. And there is a story that I've told many times about the little shrimp they found that lived in caves in France in puddles of clay water. And the biologist came along and said they can't live on clay and water alone, took them out and tried to feed them, and they died. And those that were left behind thrived, and they decided that the shrimp had enzymes that work with the clay to build amino acids, which are building blocks of the body. And from amino acids, you can get peptide chains. And from peptide chains, you can get protein and even vitamins and minerals the body's deficient in that the clay doesn't even contain. So there's a lot to be said for clay. It's a magical, magical thing. And I would also be putting... if you still have your thyroid, I would put a clay poultice on your thyroid, and you may be able to get off your medicine. I would increase the amount you're drinking, probably to a half a cup, three times a day. I had one lady who had Hashimoto, I'm not saying it right, thyroid, they told her she'd probably be on medicine the rest of her life, and they may have to remove her thyroid, and she was actually able to get off her thyroid medicine. She was putting a poultice on. She was also doing a poultice on her stomach and her liver, and taking clay baths, and She had horrible intestinal problems, but one of the things she noticed was she was able to get off her thyroid medicine. So, okay, I hope that was helpful. Good question today. Carolyn in Ontario, Canada. Perry, I've been drinking 4 ounces of liquid day, 3 times a day for 3 weeks to detox from extreme mold exposure. My digestion is better than it has been in years. I'm about to increase to 6 ounces. Every time I use any type of product to detox, it heightens all of my symptoms, and the healing crisis that comes from it can last a month, leaving me bedbound. My questions are regarding a liver poultice. My body does not detox well. Have you seen people having difficult reactions to the poultice technique? I'm also nervous about to try clay baths due to the healing crisis from over attempts with Epsom salts and hydrogen peroxide. Thank you. Your book is amazingly helpful and insightful. Okay, Carol, this is really good. I think you're smart to go ahead and increase it because it's definitely helping your digestive system and your whole body. As far as the healing crisis, here's what to do on the liver. Do a poultice and leave it on for 30 minutes the first time. And then if you do all right, maybe 30 minutes again at the end of the day. And then if that's okay, the next day maybe do it for an hour. And just, you know, gradually customize your liver to it. And, you know, if you start feeling really lethargic or tired or something, you can wash it off. But do it like that before you do it overnight. And instead of putting it on real thick, just kind of put a thin coat on. And if you can, if you're at home during the day and you can let it dry, you may just want to put it on and let it dry. Or you can go ahead and put it on and cover it with a little saran wrap. Not quite as heavy on the clay. And just gradually build it up, sort of like you're building up the liquid clay. And I'm thrilled to hear that that's helping you, and you're seeing the benefits of that. Clay baths, I find clay baths very gentle, but if the Epsom salts and peroxide were hard on you, you might try the foot bath and just soak your feet for an hour because you're detoxing that way. Just don't try to walk with clay on wet clay on your feet, particularly if you're on a linoleum floor because you're going to slip and slide like you have greased feet. Be sure and take a towel where you can dry your feet off good before you step onto a linoleum floor. And you know, I would just make the concentration of the liquid clay. You may have to make several batches and put it in a little tub to soak your feet in and try it that way. Let me read this again and make sure I've covered everything. So what symptoms, what healing crisis symptoms do you get? You said leaving you bedbound. Are you just, does it zap your energy or what? Maybe you can just put it on a portion of your liver. The liver is kind of under your rib cage anyway. Just put it on a small area for a short time and gradually build up. And I think your body will adjust to it. Let me know how that works. Second question from Carolyn. I bought and drank living clay for 3 weeks until the powder would arrive. The liquid had no taste or smell. I made the liquid from the new gallon of clay and noticed it had a funky odor and taste after I mixed it with filtered water. Is that normal? Does it smell a little bit like naphtha? Sometimes there are little naphtha gas pockets in the clay bed, and naphtha is an antiseptic, and it's not that much. But if you can put your clay out when you mix it, leave it open for a while and let it air out and kind of dissipate, it should not have a taste, but I got a jar recently and it had that little taste to it, and I still drink it. I'm not afraid of it at all, but I like it better when it doesn't have the taste. And those are just infrequent little pockets in the clay vein. And like I say, naphtha is a antiseptic, so it's good for the body too. Sometimes if you can put your clay into a glass bowl and set it out in the sun on a sunny day, it will lift those odors from the clay. And I've taken my container out and just left the lid off for a while, and it helps with that. So I hope that's helpful to you. Thank you. CES in Chicago. How do you do a clay fast? Please explain. Thanks a lot. For how long is best? Well, I just mix my liquid clay and I drink it. Now, some people do a clay and juice fast. They'll alternate clay and juice. But juice has a lot of sugar in it, so I just did a clay fast. And I just drank clay water. I keep it mixed up and I'll drink it. And I drink a lot of water during the day. If I get hungry, I'll go take some more. I like to take 3 to 4 to 6 to 8 ounces at a time. So you're kind of drinking a meal. But clay is very filling. I'm trying to think, because I just play it by ear. I'm trying to think of a set formula you could start with. Maybe 4 ounces, 3 to 4 to 5 times a day. We kind of break it up. So where if you're feeling hungry, you drink some clay and then wait about 30 minutes and then drink a lot of water. You want to drink a lot of water during the clay, during the day with a fast too. I can lose weight quickly doing a clay fast for 4 days. I shrink my stomach and then I just go back to eating with common sense. And it's how, if I have splurged and feel like my clothes are getting a little too tight, that's what I do to get it back in control. I don't know if there is a time limit on it. You want to make sure you're getting some protein, so a drink with a little protein in it is good. You can even put it in a smoothie if you want to do that, but I'd put quite a bit. I'd put 3 to 4 ounces in your smoothie and do it that way. Either that, you can mix it with juice. Like I say, not a citric juice, but apple juice, white grape juice, something like that. And it just, I didn't have a formula for a fast, so I don't have one to tell you. I'm trying to think as I'm talking. I would just start drinking it throughout the day. And when you feel hungry, drink something, but do drink a lot of water in between, and you'll get away from that hungry feeling. And you'll notice you have energy. So I would take at least 4 ounces 4 times a day. More if you want it. It's not going to hurt you. It's all beneficial. If you want to go to 6 ounces 3 or 4 times a day, I'd do that. And see how that works for you. You really do feel good. And you don't think, after the first day, you don't think about food. And if you can just stay away from being invited out to eat, you got it made. You feel kind of silly taking your little glass of clay and sitting there and drinking clay while everybody's eating. But try that and see how you like it. Let us know. Thank you. All right, that looks like all the questions for now. I'm going to go back over to the conference line. Is there anyone on the conference line who has a question they'd like to ask? And also, if you all have any testimonials you'd like to make, I'd love to have your testimonials of what's working for you. I gave a talk yesterday. Okay, if you have a question, you're on the line and you want to talk to me, If you press star 2 on your phone, it'll signal me and I can open your line. I did a talk yesterday at a independent living senior facility, apartment complex. And this isn't the assisted living. It's just when they get down, they don't need a great big house to live in. They need to be close to people and things. And I came in and gave a clay presentation, and they were just wonderful, and they were so curious about it. And I showed them how to mix the cream. I used to go to Bath and Body Works and get a tube of their body cream. It's real thick and rich. And then I'd get a bottle of their lotion, and I'd pick out the scent I like. And I would put a whole tube of the cream in a bowl and about half the bottle of lotion. And I'd get a wire whisk and whisk it together. And to that, I would add a teaspoonful at a time of the clay mask. And then I'd whip it with a wire whisk. And it takes the greasy feel out of the lotion, and it makes this wonderful, velvety, soft, thick cream, and you put it on your arms and the wrinkles don't appear. Now, all these ladies have crepe paper arms, and I'm 79, and I went up there and I don't have a crepe paper on my arm unless I quit using this body cream. And I use it on my arms, my leg, my neck, my face, and my arm feels like velvet. Now, I'd feel their arms and they were really dry. And you know, just regular hand cream, you put it on and your arms are oily, kind of. You have a hard time opening the bathroom door to get out, or you have to kind of wipe it off your hands to do anything. The clay takes that oiliness out, and it makes it stay on top of the skin, and your skin feels like velvet. And you can make this yourself, but add the clay a little at a time, a teaspoon at a time. It doesn't take much to thicken it. Clay is a thickener. And you take your wire whisk and you whip it around. And you want to get it, you don't want to get it real, real thick, but you want to get it, it's kind of like making jelly. You have to know when it's thick enough. And it doesn't take much, a teaspoon, maybe a teaspoon and a half. If you put it on your arm and it stays greasy feeling, you need a little more clay in it. But if you put it on and after it kind of dries and absorbs in, your arm feels like velvety soft, it will stay velvety soft all day long until you wash it off with water. So I get some wrinkles in my hands because they're in the water off and on during the day, but my arm just stays velvety soft. And that's something that y'all can do yourselves. I started doing it here for some of my friends to give them at Christmas time. But right now my problem is Bath and Body Works has gone out of business, and I love their lotions and creams because I like the scent to them. And they add a little color to them, because otherwise if you mix it with white cream, it's going to look gray colored. And that doesn't look like a nice hand cream. I like something with a little light touch of pink in it. Guess I could put a drop of food coloring in it, huh? I went to the store to make this last one, and I got some Aveeno just body cream. And it still wasn't as rich as the body cream that they have at Bath and Body Works. I don't know if you can still order that online. I may try that to see. And here I am rattling on. Let me go back over and see if we have any more questions. Well, it doesn't seem like we have any more questions for the day. For any of you new who have any questions, a good place to go to get a lot of your questions answered, particularly on mixing directions, is the free information site, bentoniteclayinfo.com. So bentoniteclayinfo.com. And we have testimonials there. You can read testimonials in different categories: skin issues, digestive issues, detoxing problems, back pain, arthritis, autism, even pets. There's so many pets that can be helped with clay. If you have pets, you ought to be feeding them a little teaspoon of clay or pour an ounce of the liquid clay over their food. Big dogs, you can give 2 ounces. Little bitty dogs, you can give a tablespoon to. So, yeah, I think you could give more. I don't think you can hurt anybody taking too much clay. I've never heard of that. And it gives them more energy. It gets the parasites, and it keeps them from getting arthritis and that buildup in their joints. We've had so many old dogs who can't get around that we start giving them clay, and they get feisty again, and cats too. They have energy. They can get up and down the stairs. And I think that's amazing. So if it does that for the pets, what's it going to do for you, huh? Okay. Well, it looks like that's it for the day, and our time is up. So I wish you a wonderful summer. Thank you for tapping in and tuning on and tapping into clay. And if you have any further questions, my information is on that webpage, bentoniteclayinfo.com, and I'll be happy to talk to you. This is Perry signing out and wishing you a wonderful summer. Go out there and play and have some fun. This is Perry A. again. We will not have another testimonial clay webinar this month. On the 20th, I'll do the Live Well seminar, and then we'll take off on the 27th. So see you next month. Bye-bye.